I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jury, and Jury is performing elbow flexion manual muscle testing on a 16-year-old male athlete. Elbow flexion was graded a 4 out of 5, and the motion was strong but painful. Based upon the findings, the therapist should reasonably conclude which of the following. So we have A, no lesion or neurological deficit involving the tested muscle and tendon. B, minor lesion of the tested muscle or tendon. C, disorder of the neuromuscular junction. And D is complete rupture of the tested muscle or tendon. Let's go to work, y'all. We're going to dominate this question. You see that we're getting a lot of examination findings. And at the end of this, we got to say, what is the reason that we're experiencing that or the patient is experiencing? So let's go to the top of this question. It says, Jury is performing elbow flexion manual muscle testing on a 16-year-old male athlete. Stop there. It seems pretty basic first sentence. We're doing elbow flexion manual muscle testing. I'm doing it live right now, just making sure that that's sinking in my mind before I go on to the next sentence. So we got elbow flexion manual muscle testing. Great. Now it says elbow flexion was graded a 4 out of 5. And the motion was considered strong but painful. So as I'm looking at this sentence, I feel that there's a lot of juicy information here. So is the patient weak? I would say no. I mean, they have a 4 out of 5. It's considered good when we're talking about manual muscle testing. So strong but painful. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Why would we see this? Can you say this out loud? You're in the car right now, headed to clinicals. Maybe you're on the treadmill. You're cooking right now. Why would we see something like this? Let's continue forward. It says, based upon those findings, the therapist should reasonably conclude which of the following. So for those of you on the podcast, let me go through the answer choices again. So we have A, no lesion or neurological deficit involving the tested muscle or tendon. B, minor lesion of the tested muscle or tendon. C, disorder of the neuromuscular junction. And D is complete rupture of the tested muscle or tendon. All right, let's go to work here. A, no lesion or neurological deficit involving the tested muscle or tendon. Is this correct? I would personally say when I'm looking at it, it doesn't seem right because the patient is presenting to us with a certain level of weakness. Right? They do have a 4 out of 5. It's not a 5 out of 5. It's a 4 out of 5. And it's considered to be strong but painful. So I know that there's some type of issue going on. And so A does not seem to be right. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to it for now. Let's continue forward. B, minor lesion of the tested muscle or tendon. All right, back up really quick. Do we expect a minor lesion of the tested muscle or tendon to show up as maybe a 4 out of 5 manual muscle testing? It's also to show up as strong but painful when we're testing that muscle. Is that consistent? You know, I would say, yeah. All right. If there's a minor lesion to the muscle, maybe it's a grade 1 strain or a grade 1 issue with the tendon, we would still expect to see pretty strong strength there or manual muscle testing, but it would be painful. So right now I like B. Hold on. Doesn't mean it's the right answer. Let's take a look at the other answers here. C says disorder of the neuromuscular junction. Can you tell me right now, how would a disorder of the neuromuscular junction show up on an examination? Would it show up strong and painful? Strong and painless? Would it show up weak and painful? Like, how would it show up? This is what you need to know for the NPTE. All right. So when I'm thinking about this, a disorder of the neuromuscular junction is going to show up as weak and painless. So if you got that, you're 100% on point there. I expect the muscle to appear weak, but there's likely to be no pain there. All right. So is this what we are seeing in the question? No, the patient was strong, but painful. And so I'm going to go ahead and eliminate C. Let's take a look at D. D says complete rupture of the tested muscle or tendon. So thinking about this for a moment, if I had a complete rupture of a muscle or tendon and I went to test that motion, how would the patient show up? Would they show up strong? No, they would show up weak, right? Very weak. Okay, talk to me about painful or painless. Well, if we have a complete rupture, like completely torn, there's no nerve endings there any longer, it's actually going to be painless. And so with a complete rupture of a tested muscle or tendon, I would expect it to show up as weak and painless. But that's not what it's saying in the question. They say elbow flexion was graded a 4 out of 5 and the motion was strong but painful. So guess what? I'm going to eliminate D, and that leaves us with a final answer of B as in boy, minor lesion of the tested muscle or tendon. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. This is not an easy one, all right? This is one that can stop you in your tracks on the NPTE. Maybe you have difficulty recalling the information. I definitely suggest you look at some of this somewhat basic type of or fundamental type of information, because these are the things that we often skip over, we haven't looked at in a while, and they show up and then we get like stuck, right? So if you're a student who struggles with that, like you go through your practice exams, maybe you've taken the NPTE before and you've gotten questions where you look at it and you're like, oh, I've seen this, but I just can't recall it in the moment. If that's your type of problem, I want you to know that I'm actually helping students with these type of problems. You can join us in my free private Facebook group at www.mptgroup.com. Every single week, I'm in there dropping tips and tricks on how to overcome problems like this, but also how to dominate the NPTE. All right, go to www.mptgroup.com. And for those of you who still haven't gotten our free cheat sheets, they're out there, 10 musculoskeletal ones right now. Go to www.nptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it.
Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.
Hey, what's up? It's Coach K. Do you feel like you have a solid plan in place to guarantee that pass symbol? There are so many students that I talk to that say that they hate reading and they feel lost with their study plan. If this sounds like you, click the link in the show notes to apply for our coaching program. We'll walk you through absolutely everything and help you walk into the NPTE knowing that you're going to pass.